The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So then I wanted to welcome you again to sitting together. I was mentioning that I feel very fortunate to have the opportunity to meditate together with so many people that I would not have matured as far as I did in this Buddhist practice if it hadn't been for the opportunity to be meditating with people, practice with people, and really feel the support and the inspiration and the example of other people. And that's still the case for me. Sitting these mornings is a wonderful thing. Thank you. In the ancient times, a disciple of the Buddha was called Savaka, Shravaka in Sanskrit. And this comes from the Indian word to hear. And so another way of talking about a disciple of the Buddha is someone who's a listener, to listen. And this idea that listening is used to describe a practitioner, I take to be very significant, that an important part of this Buddhist path is in fact to be mindful, pay attention in a way that's something like listening deeply. We listen with the inner listening, and listening has this quality of, when we listen to something, the listening itself does not interfere with what we hear. It just allows the sound to come in. Then inside, we might react and respond and do things. But the listening act itself allows what's to be there to be registered. And the contemplative life is a life that we're listening very deeply to ourselves. And in particular, we're listening with our body. Or we're allowing the body to listen. That the book of wisdom, the teachings of the Dharma, live in us, as does the depth of our life, what's important for us, what needs to be resolved, what needs to be addressed, what needs to be what needs to be touched and loved and cared for, and the wellsprings of deep understanding and freedom are found in this body. And this idea that we're here to listen, everyone should have the opportunity to be listened to carefully. And we offer that to ourselves when we practice, to be quiet enough, just enough, to step away just enough from our opinions, our stories, our ideas of what's going to happen, our predictions, our stories of the past, ideas, memories, just enough so that what comes to the forefront is our ability to be in a certain kind of rich, maybe hopefully wise, caring way that we listen. We feel, we sense, we see, we smell, we taste our depth of our life, the fullness of our life. And as the body listens, the body offers awareness. The body can hold all things. The body can kind of begin to teach us so much about our life and what's needed and how to be with this complicated life that we have. So for this morning, we will be listeners. And in a metaphoric way, so to take a meditation posture. And allow your eyelids to close. Allowing your eyelids and your eyes to rest. In that there's no need to be looking with your eyes as we meditate, straining or In the beginning of meditation, the eyes still have the residual habit of looking sometimes and twitching and energy of that. And that's okay. Just let it be in the background. And here we sit in our body. And part of meditation practice is to care for this body. And we can care for it by spending a few moments at the beginning of a sitting, finding a posture, maybe small adjustments, that align the posture or harmonize the posture or establish a posture that you think is most suited for you. To be aware, to be relaxed, to listen deeply to what's within. And take perhaps a few long, slow, deep breaths. As you exhale, to let go of the thoughts and concerns you have. Or if you don't let go of them, let them soften or loosen up. Let them move a little bit further into the periphery and in the center of experience, settling into your body. In the center of your experience, allowing the inhale to arise and connect you to your body. And then letting the breathing return to normal. Just a normal, easy breath. And to listen well with the whole body, it helps to move around the body to see where you can relax. Softening the muscles of the face. Softening in the shoulders. In the chest. Softening in the belly. Sometimes this relaxing of the body can also be for the whole body. Letting the whole body soften so the whole body allows you to be broader, be wider than any particular issue or concern you have. So there's a wide sensing or listening to how it is for you here in the body. And this relaxing of the body can include relaxing in the area of your brain, around the forehead, behind the forehead, in the back of the head. Softening the thinking muscle, letting the mind become quiet, soft, letting go of thoughts and letting the mind become broad, wide, spacious. And then, as if the body can listen or sense breathing, let the whole body listen or feel the experience of breathing within the body. So that the experience of breathing as a physical feeling of sensations of feeling a massage or if you do have a lot of concerns and thoughts, perhaps there's a way of listening deeply from the body that doesn't participate in the thinking, but which listens deeply to what is, to the depth of it, to the place in the body from which those concerns arise. The silent listening, the silent sensing and feeling that the body is capable of. And as we come to the end of the sitting, to take a few moments to listen, feel deep inside of you, if you reach deep inside, what can you touch in there? What can you hear or feel that is most important for you? What is it you hold of great value? Not you per se, but the depth inside of you. It's deeper than what you can think about or formulate, even as words. What is that place inside? Is there such a place? Sensations, feelings that come with this, with what is important for you. And if there is, even if it's indistinct or it's your own response to this question, what's it like to just sit quietly for a few moments listening to it, allowing it to be there, giving it time and in the light of awareness. And might there be some way that what is most important for you, what you value maybe the most, that it can inspire in you and inform in you a care, a caring, kindness, compassion for yourself and for those that around you that you know and those many people you don't know. May it be that as you listen quietly to the depths of who you are, that it inspires a greater care, a caring, for this world. And may it be that whatever care you have for this world and for yourself, may it find some expression today. May it be that even in some small way, you've made the world a better place for yourself and for all beings.